I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Old Wethersfield might be best known as the site of the first European settlement in Connecticut, but a new resident has been stealing the limelight. His name's Kevin, and he's a wild turkey. Here's a story about a bird that first brought a town together, but now has it divided over the fowl's future. Take a drive through Old Wethersfield, and he's hard to miss. And he's got personality, so much, in fact, that he got 65 votes for different positions in the recent town elections. He also has over 5,000 Facebook followers. And the last 1,000, he got those in 1 month.
A girlfriend that works with me, she lives here in Wethersfield, and she told us about Kevin and his Facebook.
That's Shauna Sylvia from South Windsor. Her daughter-in-law is in town from Washington, D.C., and wanted to see this famous feathered politician.
It was amazing to see him. He was under the tree over here. And then this traffic just stopped. Because it started to get dark, and walk across the street so he could go to bed.
That's pretty cool. Where we're from, we shoot them, but that's not bad.
Todd Winfield is up from Mississippi for Thanksgiving. He just had a quick chat with the bird.
Hey, that's what I was telling him. It's Turkey Day, so you better be careful.
Kevin's become a sort of unofficial mascot for the town, drawing in tourists and inspiring local businesses. On a Sunday afternoon, the Old Wethersfield Country Store bustles with customers. Toward the back, across from the Lego display, there's an entire floor-to-ceiling rack filled with nothing but Kevin-themed memorabilia.
There's little Kevin onesies for babies. There's a This Year We'll Stick to the Veggies plate, Kevin 2017 platter. There are ornaments, Team Kevin shirts, Christmas with Kevin candles, the calendar, mugs, glasses, wow, everything.
Early September when we saw him down, you know, on the intersection near the church, we started selling just a few things as a joke.
Co-owner Megan Kirk says she's sold over 150 calendars and hundreds of mugs since the joke started, but now it's a thriving part of her business.
So we have a couple of local vendors. I do have a school teacher over in New Britain who teaches preschool, and she has like a very creative crafting, you know, side hustle business that she does. I do have a local photographer, George Savick. I mean, he does the calendars, puzzles, books. And then we use a local graphic designer out of Hartford, and he did the t-shirts for us.
Being a turkey, Kevin doesn't get a cut, but he does get free food from residents and tourists. And here's where the controversy starts, because the food keeps him around.
It's a mixed, kind of a mixed bag. You know what I mean? He's cute, but he's dangerous.
Phil Arthman lives just up the street from where Kevin has been hanging out.
And he just walks in the traffic, and people have to go around him, you know, and people could cause accidents.
It's true. Some people stop in the road to snap a photo, and Kevin wanders up to their window. That's when the traffic starts, and the horns. Some people want Kevin to stay put. Others want him removed because he could cause an accident or get himself killed. Both sides say they love Kevin, so what's a town to do?
Generally, we recommend leaving animals where they are because animals choose a habitat because it suits their needs.
Laura Simon runs the Connecticut Wildlife Rehabilitators Association.
It sounds nice to relocate them to a better area, but relocated animals don't always do well because it's plucking them out of a habitat they know and putting them someplace foreign.
Officials from the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection agree. They tried to catch Kevin and relocate him, but he escaped. Now they recommend leaving him where he is. But people in town and across the state are still in a heated debate over what to do. Things got so bad that Kevin's Facebook page split into two groups. One of them is a secret page only accessible to members. I reached out to them, but they declined, saying they were afraid of backlash. For now, Kevin is staying put. With Thanksgiving around the corner, people say he's been keeping a low profile. Shop owner Megan Kirk says Kevin has even inspired some people to go vegetarian for Thanksgiving or eat another meat. But she's staying traditional.
I'm going to eat turkey this Thanksgiving, but it's not going to be Kevin. It's just going to be somebody else. So.
Nameless turkey.
Yes.
David DeRoche, WNPR News.